it's such a great tradition here, and you know, to be honored to be that guy in front of this amount of people around this racetrack would be incredible. I don't think you can really describe it.
Well, he can now. That's back-to-back Indy 500 champion Joseph Newgarden 12 years ago speaking with our Andy Eubank after receiving his fastest rookie award at the track from the American Dairy Association Indiana. Newgarden accepted his bottle of whole milk from Indiana dairy farmer Alex Neuenschwander, co-owner of New Hope Dairy in Bluffton, after passing Pato Award on the final lap of the rain-delayed Indy 500 Sunday night. 8 years after he did that interview with Andy, he joined us again at the Fastest Rookie Award presentation and was still in search of that first Indy 500 win, but his love of milk kept him close with the dairy folks. He and I shared this conversation then.
If you're running the Indianapolis 500, you think about winning the milk at the end of the day. Obviously, the BorgWarner Trophy, which is the famous trophy of the Indianapolis 500 with everybody's faces on it, that's a very cool deal. But, you know, the traditions are what make the Indy 500 what it is. And you automatically think of the winner drinking that jug of milk, which is so cool, you know, just to be able to have a sip of that, pour it all over you. The iconic images that have been created at the Indianapolis 500 because of that tradition.
Newgarden has great respect for Indiana and U.S. dairy farmers. Ahead of last year's win, he visited the dairy farm of Cary Estes in Shelby County. Newgarden was then very happy to see Estes with that bottle of milk in Victory Circle at the end of last year's race.
The dairy farmers absolutely worked their butts off, you know, to try and produce the necessary milk that we all need in society to, you know, to keep our lives moving forward and to provide the nutritious milk that people drink every day or use every day in food. But obviously for us, you know, we're very thankful to that group for honoring this tradition of the 500 and providing, you know, that tasty milk at the end of the race if you're hopefully the lucky winner. So thanks to all of the dairy farmers in the United States and certainly the Dairy Association of Indiana.
Newgarden will receive $10,000 from the American Dairy Association Indiana, in addition to his other winnings from the race.